When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, this is going to be like a dad joke, but in an alternate universe, do you think there's a Roman Snows?
Jesus. What the fuck? I don't know. What the hell's wrong with me?
Where did
that
come from?
I don't know. I was just thinking it. It just came out of nowhere. Like, it tells you, like...
Rob, we've been on the air for a year and a half now. And you just... a year and a half later, you do something that will make me quit the show.
That's what did it, right there.
That's wow. What did it. Yeah. Not anything. Like, not your... an ability to mute your freaking mic when you're drinking water.
Not that.
So this woman went to a diner and she ordered a hamburger. She sees the cook take a handful of the hamburger meat and put it under his armpit and smashes it. The lady told the waitress what she just saw was disgusting. And she said, if you think that was disgusting, then you don't want to be here in the morning when he makes donuts.
Okay. There are donuts with this big of a hole. This
yeah,
is sad.
I think she's talking about the glaze.
And I, yeah, sure. Ew! Oh. Well, I didn't think about that. You know,
that's gonna be on a Fightful clip.
Because I'm kind of a donut expert because I've had four donuts in my life.
I remember
life,
that
know?
One tweet.
Video games, and I, when I was like, can you teach me how to play video games? And they were like, oh, you can't play video games? Or they're making fun of me for, you know, and I just didn't get to do that, like, at all.
I suck
at video games because I've never played video games.
I always like playing with my joystick, but we'll see you guys next week.
So, where are you taking me if I ever come to the UK?
That's very presumptuous of you. I don't want to see you. Just invite yourself, why don't you? I'm washing my hair that day. I'm busy. I'll be selling me Mel Coleman bootleg artwork in Camden. I'm busy that day. Okay, where am I taking you? Departures. No.
An Xbox or a Wii or whatever. I've never.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Coexisting. It is our second year. You're on the show, and Maggie, you're muted.
I'm sorry, I just didn't want people... Okay, let me do it again then. I didn't want people to hear me, you know, because of the clips you just, you know, uploaded. This is the case of Rob surprising me because I had no idea he was putting those on. That's why I muted my mic because I do not want people to, you know, to hear me react that way, because like they can, you know, like obviously watch from the video. Hi guys, it's our 2 year anniversary.
We did it.
We did it. For whatever reason, people, you know, watch our show, and for other whatever reason, Sean, Jimmy, Jeremy, and Joel have not told us to stop doing this. So
it's because I have a lot on them, like a lot of dirt.
That's fine. That's fine. And I suppose they love me. So like that's.
Yeah, I mean, we got the show because of you, so.
It's fine. We got the show because of both of us, Rob.
Shit.
For both of us. So, right out of the gate, let us, you know, just talk a little bit about the thing that we actually created here, our baby. So, right from...
The one time I didn't pull out. Sorry, too soon.
5 minutes in. Bravo. So... first of all, Rob, let me express just how wonderful you are, just how grateful I am that you exist. Please mute your mic while you're drinking that water. So thank you for being so incredibly patient with me. God knows I am a handful, and I'm so happy that you found a way to, you know, communicate with me without pulling your hair off. Like, because like I said, I'm a bit a lot. And second of all, I'm so incredibly grateful for the audience that we've built. I'm so grateful for everyone in the chat. I'm so grateful for everyone that supports us, whether that might be by liking the video, by commenting on the video after it's over, sending super chats, humper chats, you know, sharing our show and sharing your thoughts on the show on social media. We see you and we appreciate you more than you can ever know. Just so Rob and I decided, of course, this week's Cooper Effect is all of you guys, each and every one of you who make this show a thing, because it's not us. It is most definitely not us. It's our audience is the ones that are supporting us. It's the people we've had on Coexist and After Dark. It's absolutely everything that, you know, our little circle, inner circle, you know, that we've created. Rob and I try, you know, every day. The whole world is dealing with problems. Each and every one of us has, you know, problems of our own, but every week we gather here, Rob and I, and we decided to not give a crap about our problems for, you know, an hour and a half or so. So what I want to say is thank you so much to each and every one of you. Like, this is not possible without you. And this has been going on for 2 years, Rob. It's almost like yesterday, and there's like all that those videos have, you know, said to me right now was that I missed the crap out of my bangs. Okay. So you're going to make me go and, you know, cut my bangs again. And I don't think I'm ready for that, because it's so much work. I mean, just ask Kate. It's so much work. It looks good like one time and then it's awful. So, so I'm going to let you talk now, because I'm going to get all emotional. I have my cup on.
Alrighty. Bangs rule. They're hot. Anyways, guys, I want to say thank you so much for tuning in. I honestly know, I've told Maggie this before, if there was no Coexisting, there's no Rob at Fightful, because I was gonna give up, because I just knew that there, like, I just knew I didn't want to do it anymore. And I was like, my last hope was just to do a podcast, and it worked out. That was kind of like a sign telling me, hey, dipshit, don't go anywhere. And I absolutely love my time here. Maggie doing this show with me is the best. And we have a lot of fun. It's amazing. We haven't gotten in trouble yet.
Oh, I'm sure we have.
Not yet.
Really?
Not really. Tits. Not that I know of. Well, the copyright one, I didn't get in trouble, though. It was just more like, hey, can't do that anymore. But, oh, you know. But
guys are here to talk wrestling, and we're here to talk wrestling. So thank you so much again. We have two super chats to get to. One.
Yeah, you know what, guys? Like, I'm sorry, Rob, for cutting you off. Everything that I praised you for, you need to do that now. leave a like on the video. Send us super chats and Humper Chats at humperchats.com. It makes us keep a little bit more of the money. We're going to talk about wrestling. We have a lot to talk about. So let's get in. Super chats. Yeah.
Alrighty. Yep. Two super chats. We have one from Doc, Chris Mueller. Happy 2-year anniversary to my favorite podcast duo. I'm happy to call you both friends. I hope the show sticks around for a long time. Thank you, my friend.
You stick around for a long time.
Yes, because
I couldn't believe that you haven't played the video yet.
Which one?
Have you?
Oh, no, not yet.
Okay.
I will.
Did I spoil it?
No, not at all.
Okay.
But now you make me want to play it, so I'm going to play it here. Maybe. Let's play it. Here it is.
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
Wrong one.
Not that one.
Yeah, I know. I did that on purpose because I knew you were expecting this one.
Happy anniversary!
Happy anniversary. But guys, we made it. 2 years. Our second super chat is from a good friend, Mr. Ryan Sullivan. He says, our baby is growing up in front of our eyes. Barney and Ethel have done it. We've done it, and we have a guest.
Yeah, you know what? Just for this time.
Oh. Happy birthday. Am I saying? Is everybody singing?
No, you don't need to sing. No.
No, why? Are you kidding me? Fucking okay, sing.
Well, yeah. Sing it Creed style, then.
Oh, man.
I'm kidding. You don't have to.
I don't even know if I can do it. I was just going, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, coexisting. Happy birthday to you.
Higher.
That's my Creed raspy voice there.
There you go.
That is the best thing ever.
Well, I'm saying hi and happy birthday and congratulations on 2 years. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate all the work that you do for this channel. This channel would not be the success that it is without you guys. I know you were grandfathered in, and I was very happy to take you from Fightful Select to put you here on Overbook. So I appreciate you guys. What are we talking about today?
We're gonna do Ring of Honor predictions. We're gonna start off the bat with that. You want to join us for some of those?
Billy Stark should win. Is that what I sounded like? Tony Bennett? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, Tony Bennett's pretty close. Yeah, for sure.
Billy Stark should win, and Big Dick Bob Fish should make a surprise appearance and win the TV title. That's all I care about. I need Bob Fish back in ROH, kicking people and winning the TV title.
I need Ethan Page to win just so he can, you know, say, hey, TK, remember me?
Ethan Page should win, 100%. Ethan Page 100% should win. I imagine he will. I can't see him losing this match.
I'll be so angry, but it's wrestling, so everything can happen. I was right about to say that I'm so glad that, you know, you, Sean, Jimmy, and Jeremy, and Joel, just every one of you still put up with our fuckery, and that's probably because you have no idea how naughty we are on this show.
Oh, that's not true at all. I make plenty of appearances on this show. I watch this show because it gives me a nice break from not having to listen to and watch a bunch of, you know, 1,000 wrestler interviews. Like, I was in the middle of listening to a Jay Lethal interview during this, and I'm like, it's better than listening to a Jay Lethal interview. I'll throw all my friends Rob and Maggie on Coexisting. So I know how insane you guys get. I also see the stuff Rob uploads on the videos and whatnot. So like, I know how it gets. The thing is I don't care. So
okay, there's one.
As long as nobody is telling me, hey, you got to rein in Rob and Maggie, or nobody's telling you guys, then I'm fine with it. So it doesn't matter to me what y'all do, as long as no one comes to me.
There you go, validation. That's all. So we need it. I'm so happy.
I do not care at all. As long as y'all aren't getting us in too much trouble, then it's fine by me. Y'all haven't gotten us demonetized completely yet. Just a little bit, but not completely.
What was funny is we tried, like, we made an effort for 2 good weeks where we were like, we got to stop cursing. We got to do this. And it went well those 2 weeks. And then something happened with Kenny Omega.
And I lost it. I fucking lost it. Was it the Kenny Omega man bun? You know, the first
one? Might have been something like that. Yeah, it was something ridiculous, but it was okay.
I know how Maggie is. Again, I've been on enough podcasts with Maggie or watched this show enough to just know how Maggie is in general. So I can only imagine what's going on when I'm not watching full time. So
come to Maggie's All In Maggie. Next year.
What's that?
Come to All In next year.
I'm going to try because I like All In's whatever. I want to see friends. I want to see pals. The Taylor Swift concert is like the few days before. I want to make a week of it, go to the Swift concert, go to All In, you know, see all the pals and everything. So that's a tentative. It's a long ways away. You know, I got 12 kids. Trying to plan anything with all these kids is very, very difficult. So, but that's a tentative plan. I do want to come to All In and we'll hang out. We'll drink some drinks and get into some debauchery, I'm sure.
Fight Alex McCarthy.
We call people wankers all the time.
Oh, I'm definitely punching Alex McCarthy in the face 100%.
Yeah. What about V-triggers? You used to give out V-triggers for everyone.
I'll bring back the V-trigger for McCarthy. Yeah, for Alex McCarthy, he deserves it. I'm into just straight kicks now.
I was so pissed off that you didn't, you know, because it was a street fight, deathmatch or whatever. You didn't, you know, help Shaza McKenzie while V-triggering Sean. I was so pissed off and I'm like, well, Jeremy's there. Obviously he's gonna V-trigger Sean, but then you didn't. Disappointing me.
They wanted a professional wrestling match. I pitched like doing something like very jokingly. I wanted to do the slap spot, you know, where like I wanted Shaza to like hold Sean and I would just smack him across the chest. I wanted to do that spot. And they were like, I don't know about that, brother.
They thought that the match was professional.
Yeah, right. Nah, I did try to pitch involvement. I was the person chanting. That's what I was there for. Dancing, I was there to chant. So, you know, I didn't want to hurt. Thank you. I didn't want to hurt Sean any more than he was already getting hurt, especially sitting next to his wife and the great Cher Delaware. So I didn't want to, you know, injure him anymore. We were the stars of that show anyway, Outlaw singing Creed. So yeah, we still that's how we took the glory from Sean. We just sang Creed and then no one cared about Sean's match after that. There's like, who are these two dorks in the front row singing Creed? Congratulations on 2 years. It takes a lot to do any podcast for that long. So I'm glad you guys have stuck with it. I'm glad Rob has found this because I know he has been he always wants to do something. And I always love that about Rob. And I'm glad Maggie is here to carry him every single week on this show. And we have a true jaw on this channel and Maggie. So thank you guys for.
Yeah, because Tech Talk is not a thing anymore. We miss you guys so much.
Tech Talk is not a thing anymore. Yes, that's still. I don't want to break any news, but I know some stuff is.
I want to be surprised. This isn't select.
Okay. Yeah, we'll put that on FIFA Select of what Kylie might be getting into later on. Thank you guys for everything that you do. I appreciate y'all. Happy 2 years. Congratulations on 2 years. Good to see everyone in the chat. Bye. Peace. Everybody.
Bye. Thank you. That was cool.
Well, I just cried a bit.
Oh.
So yeah, you can talk while
Well, Ring of Honor is tonight. And I saw some people say Ring of Honor, blah, blah, blah. Well, it's a pay-per-view. We got to do it because we like predictions and because I like being wrong all the time. So here we go.
Yeah, that's why we're doing it.
Yeah. The Von Erichs with Kevin in their corner taking on the Outrunners. There's no way the hell they're not letting the Von Erichs lose in Texas.
No way. There is no way that's happening. Yeah. They're still winning. Yeah.
And in the chat, let us know what you guys think too. I saw Ace ask a question real quick. I'll just answer it. He asked what I think about Brandon Staley getting fired from the Chargers. Does not surprise me after last night. So we'll move on.
Yeah, I saw that on Twitter. I didn't understand whatsoever because I have no idea.
It's a football coach, American football. Yeah. So our next match, Vikingo taking on Black Tarus.
Vikingo and Black Tarus. That's gonna be a wonderful match. Two luchadores, you know, different size than the other. It's gonna be killer. Vikingo is no way losing his title, but it's gonna be an awesome match. I see Black Tarus everywhere, not only on Impact. So that's kind of exciting to see. Also, yeah. If people aren't familiar with Black Tarus, they can now see why he's so terrifying. Because I've enjoyed everything that he's been doing in AAA and Impact, but the first time I saw Black Tarus, and I'm like, I'm supposed to be scared, right? Right? It's going to be a good match.
Yeah, I have Vikingo winning. You have Vikingo, I assume?
Yeah, sure. Vikingo winning.
Okay. This one I think is going to be great. Keith Lee taking on Shane Taylor. These two have a history together. Are they teamed together? I'm very curious to see. I'm going to go, I want Keith Lee to win, but I think Shane Taylor is going to get the victory here.
Really?
I do. That's my upset. I hope I'm wrong. I mean, that's the thing. I hope I'm wrong, but I need to start moving, thinking outside the box a little bit with my predictions.
No, the box is comfy.
Well, so.
Which is the problem with that?
I got Taylor winning. You have Keith Lee, the way you made it sound.
Yeah, I'm having Keith Lee win because not because I don't like Shane Taylor. That's not it. I just want them to finally do something with Keith Lee. That's it. If God forbid if he doesn't win at Ring of Honor, because I could not remember the last time. Yes, holy meat, chance, please. I could not remember the last time Keith Lee won, and it's probably on, you know, it wasn't probably that far away. But I, in my head, the fact that, you know, I remember Keith Lee losing and he not being relevant for a big amount of time. That's.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Like I said, I want Keith Lee to win, but you know what? I'm changing my pick. Keith Lee. I can't pick against my guy. I'm picking Keith. I'm changing it up because I'm a rebel. All right. Tony Nese.
Yes.
Taking on Ethan Page, who was just interviewed by Sean Ross Sapp on Wednesday, I believe. Yeah, right before Dynamite. So, in an I Quit match, Mr. Ethan Page, Ego Ethan Page,
all Ego, rather, I cannot wait for this.
Will win.
Shout out to our friend Nails on Twitter, who's like the biggest Ethan Page fan out there that I know. Yeah.
Yeah, she's awesome.
I've been on the bandwagon for a long time now. I remember marking so much when he debuted at Full Gear, I want to say. Yeah, it was at Full Gear at the Battle Royal or something. The Casino Battle Royal? No. Anyway, whatever. So I actually thought that he was going to be a killer TNT champion, and he, the only time he was near that was when he was paired with Scorpio Sky, which is where, where is he, by the way?
Yeah.
But that's a totally different question. So he's been a bit underused, a bit more than for my liking. I know I'm going to be using this a lot on this show, but it is what it is. That's the problem when you have such big egos on your roster. Yeah, so it's been kind of upsetting for me, you know, the lack of Ethan Page on my television. Good job on the match between him and Kenny Omega, because, oh my God, he got some exposure and he got people talking, and it was a long time coming, because I feel like people forgot how good he is. And he all the time, he transforms himself and he betters himself all the freaking time. And hopefully, because I have no doubt that Ethan Page will win this match, hopefully this is a stepping stone to bigger and better things for Ethan Page.
Yeah. So, sounds like we both have Ethan Page going, so yeah, we will move on from that. Let's go to our next one. Wheeler Yuta taking on Mr. Filthy Tom Lawler. Wheeler Yuta is going to win this. I like Tom Lawler, but they're not going to bring in a guy to win a title that's not there. You know what I mean? So Wheeler Yuta gets the win. Brooklyn. Blackpool Combat Club gets the victory here.
I have Wheeler winning also, but holy crap, is this match going to slap.
Yeah, they're going to beat the hell out of each other. And that's good. What we call good shit, pal. All right, we move on to the six-man Ring of Honor title match. Brian Cage and the Gates of Agony taking on TMDK. Maggie, who you got?
I'm going to say Gates of Agony, but not because I don't want TMDK to win. Every time I hear TMDK, I just think of Zack Sabre Jr., and I just want all good things to happen.
Yeah,
Zack Sabre Jr. And
I would love to see Zack Sabre Jr. like help them win tonight, like just knock the hell out of like.
Yeah, because him and you know, Josh Alexander won on the last Impact pay per view at the main event, so you know.
Yeah. All right, so both of us have Gates of Agony.
Gates of Agony, yeah.
All right, so let's go to. You know, I didn't download the photo for it, but let's go ahead and go to Blackpool Combat Club taking on the. Well, where is it? I'm sorry.
Surely you uploaded it.
I did. I just can't find it. So, what else is new? Right? It's my first day.
Well, maybe because if you didn't have all the, you know, the videos that you play each and every week, maybe you could find it.
Well, what's funny is I did, like, I know I have it somewhere, and, I mean, hell. There it is. I found it. Let's see. Do-do-do-do.
Inspector Gadget. Da-na-na-na-na-na.
Oh, my God. Where'd you bastards go?
Do you want me to just talk about it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jesus.
Because I'm losing my mind over here.
It is absolutely okay. So we have FTR, Cash Wheeler, and Dax Harder, and Mark Briscoe versus Blackpool Combat Club, which are Brian Danielson, John Moxley, and Claudio Castagnoli. This is the Jay Briscoe Jay Briscoe fight without honor, six-man tag team match. And let me just say that this was probably the match that our friend who super chatted this last week was talking about. Well, we were talking about the TV title. yeah. So, obviously, FTR and Mark Briscoe have to win.
That's what I want to happen. And what I'd like to do, what I would like to happen in this match is, because of the way John Moxley won the other day, I would like to see Swerve like get involved. Part of me would like to see Swerve. I don't think that'll happen, but I would love to see that. I don't think Swerve's there at all, from what it sounded like.
I don't think that that's his. I don't think that that's his spot.
I know.
I've been on a humongous Swerve bandwagon.
Oh, lately. I think most people have.
Yeah. Like I feel like ever since that Texas death match, seriously, like that match put Swerve on the line. I feel like this is more than obvious here, because like this is how we end the year, the awful year in which Jay Briscoe passed away. This is the right thing, and I'm not gonna view this as Blackpool Combat Club losing. No, like I don't think that any of us should view this match as someone losing this match. This match has to be viewed from a different perspective, from a perspective of fans mourning and celebrating everything that Jay Briscoe brought to the wrestling industry. So I'm gonna get all emotional again. Jesus. I'm gonna have to save this for the last episode of the year that we're gonna have, you know, the emotions. So definitely FTR and Mark Briscoe. This match is gonna be really good. They're gonna play all sorts of highlights and video packages, and I'm not gonna be ready for that. I'm gonna sob like a child.
Eh, it's okay, right?
Yeah,
crying's okay. I think FTR and Briscoe win. I think we're gonna get a hell of a match tonight. I mean, shocking, right? But I think we're gonna get a hell of a match. It wouldn't surprise me if this is the match of the night at all. I can't wait for it.
It's definitely gonna be emotional as hell. A lot of people are looking forward to it, and I don't think that we are ready for it at all.
Yeah. So we both have Briscoes and FTR winning this one.
Yeah.
I know we had the. No, we already did that one. Let's go ahead and go to this one, which will be the main event. We just still have Survival of the Fittest, but of course I didn't download that one either. So we will go with Billy Starks challenging Athena for the Ring of Honor Women's Championship title. Maggie, who you got?
Okay. Did you see the picture that Bailey uploaded?
Yeah, I did. That was awesome.
That is so great. I feel like this is Billy Starks' time. And this isn't me saying that Athena, that I want to see the end of Athena's reign. I don't want that, because I kind of feel like Athena has been the most consistent and amazing thing about women's wrestling in that place, which includes AEW as well. And I was careful to say, that's the photo. I was careful to say consistent because I know that we all adore and love Toni Storm, but this is a new thing. Like Athena has been doing this for months and months and months and months. So if I'm not going to be mad if Athena wins here, because this only means that she will continue putting Billy Starks over until the moment that she beats her again. Billy Starks beats Athena at some point. I kind of wish that this match was on a bigger stage. I know that Ring of Honor pay-per-views always deliver, and they're always so, so amazing to watch, and they flow by. But I kind of wish this was on a double or nothing, or on a all in, just because I want to see it. But I can't wait for this match, and I'm so proud of them for being relevant enough to be main eventing the entire pay-per-view.
Yeah, we have a very generous super chat that I'm going to read. Happy 2 years to two amazing people. Rob is always there when I need to talk to him, and Maggie is an amazing person that does not hold back, from announcing Brody to the world to now
Thank you. That goes in the 2-year memory bank that I don't like. I'm extremely proud of you guys. Even to be a footnote is an honor. Listening while dealing with COVID. Oh, dude. Sorry to hear you're dealing with COVID.
Mentioned that you're dealing with COVID. I sure hope that you're taking care of yourself. And I sure hope that you're taking care of everything that we're talking about in the group chat. Also, throwback.
And I can't thank you enough for that.
You can't imagine just how much we adore you and how much we're rooting for you each and every day. And I don't take that lightly. Please know that. And I really want to say go hug Brody, but you have COVID, so don't. I hope you have a really, really speedy recovery. And again, everything that we're talking in the group chat, please pay attention. And I want you to love and appreciate yourself as much as you love and appreciate us, because you should always come first.
Yeah.
Remember that.
And an amazing person. If we all have a throwback in our life, we're better off for it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, having a throwback in your life is, I don't think you'll mind me throwing a shoot name out there, but Pat is an amazing person. And, I can't thank you enough for this. That means the world to both of us.
Yeah, someone agreeing to having me on their show, I will never say that lightly, because like I was just a person, and me popping on Wicked Crazy Pinfalls, that was a stepping stone. That was a stepping stone.
Okay, I have
anxiety.
No, I have
because I have.
I want Billy Starks to win so damn bad. I'm going with Billy. I really want her to. Athena is absolutely perfect, but I want her. I want her in AEW. I want to see her.
I do. So I do, and that's the only positive here. Because okay, I didn't phrase that correctly. Two rabbits with one stone. Okay, you elevate. You elevate Billy Starks and make her the woman in Ring of Honor. And Athena gets to go to AEW and hopefully do something.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
So.
Did you get the graphic?
Yeah, I got it. Here we go. Survival of the Phillies, Dalton Castle, Lee Moriarty, Lee Johnson, Kyle Fletcher, Commander, and a mystery opponent. Maggie, who do you think the mystery opponent is?
Well, I want it to be Bobby Fish.
Yeah.
I really want it to be Bobby Fish. I would never mind for someone from Impact to hop here and actually do something. I will never like Speedball Mike Bailey. Like, imagine him in the mix with all these people. But that's just me being biased and wanting Speedball and everything that I watch. Also, Josh Alexander. Like, a lot of Impact or soon to be TNA stars. Yeah. But probably Bobby Fish. I will not mind this at all. I really want Kyle Fletcher to win here, because I feel like Kyle Fletcher, like, the world will soon belong to Kyle Fletcher. Currently, it belongs to Swerve Strickland. So, like, probably he's gonna get it after that. But I think I'm rooting for Dalton Castle here.
Okay, cool. I don't know who the mystery sometimes we know at Fightful ahead of time who mystery opponent is. This time I have no freaking clue. And I actually prefer that, believe it or not. And I think the mystery person will win. But I would be absolutely 100% okay with Kyle Fletcher getting the win. But I think the mystery person, whoever it is going to be the winner.
You think Bobby Fish is gonna win?
If he's in it, then yes.
Where's the lie?
you know the thing is I'd be absolutely okay with that, because then you have everybody from Undisputed Era.
Everybody back. There. Everybody yep. there. And it's not like people who hold Ring of Honor titles are in Ring of Honor, right?
Yeah.
Psych.
Yeah, true. So that's our Ring of Honor final battle predictions for today. So thank you for tuning in for that. But let's move on. Maggie, there's
yeah,
a guy.
Yeah, let's talk about CM Punk.
Well, we have one thing that we were going to bring up first before CM Punk gets. And that is the return of Mr. Roman Reigns. He returns tonight on SmackDown. SmackDown's recording two episodes tonight. Yes,
two episodes. I'm excited for this one.
I'm curious to see. My question for you was, I'm assuming he's going to start a program with Randy Orton, is what I'm guessing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who Randy will face at Royal Rumble. I'm thinking we're getting Randy versus Roman at the Rumble. My other question about this is, well, A, do you agree with that? And B, do you think Roman brings up CM Punk at all tonight?
He should not mention Punk at all. Like, act as if nothing happened, because this would make him have the higher ground. This
Anakin.
Will make
Sorry.
Anakin.
I hear higher ground.
I have like the Anakin. Higher ground. Yeah. I know. You walk right into that one. He should act as if he's not even on the they're not even playing the same game. You know. Not even same levels. No, different games. This is what I'm hoping happens, because now that CM Punk's back in WWE, it kind of raises the question: who wins the Royal Rumble? And while I was rooting for Cody up until now that Punk is there, I think that he's gonna win the Rumble, because it's gonna come full circle. Like, his last appearance was at Royal Rumble 2014, and then he comes back at, you know, Royal Rumble 2024 and wins the whole damn thing. So Roman Reigns not mentioning CM Punk whatsoever, I'm sure that there'll be a lot of CM Punk chants, because there's a lot of CM Punk chants all the time now. And Roman Reigns not even stopping to acknowledge the chance will also be something incredibly awesome, you know?
Yeah.
And what I like to happen was for Paul Heyman to look distraught.
Yeah.
I want him to look extremely worried, but Roman Reigns not talk about it at all.
Okay.
Because I want those seeds planted. Okay.
There you go. So what I think is going to happen is I think CM Punk will win the Rumble, and he will go on to face Seth Rollins, and Cody Rhodes will win the Elimination Chamber match in Australia to get to challenge
Roman Reigns.
Yeah. And I could see it also vice versa too, you know? So I could see that I could see it being flip-flop there. But I think that's...
Yeah, but like everything that happened on Monday, it's like, I mean, if you're not going to do it...
Yeah. No, I agree.
I will always think that if you win the Rumble, you should challenge Roman, right? Because he's holding the bigger championship. He's holding the thing that everyone's, you know, talking about.
Yeah.
And like, if Punk and Seth are both the people who never technically main event at WrestleMania, well, technically you still aren't. Like, your main event in night one, that's fine. But yeah. Like, the bigger thing is on night two, and that's still a thing.
Yeah.
So let's it'll be interesting to see how it goes down tonight. I'm anxious. This is a SmackDown I'm very pumped for. So we have so something that just came up on Twitter was something that just got reported by Pro Wrestling PWI, our Pro Wrestling Insider. They are saying that Mr. AJ Styles returns tonight. Please. Please. I miss my guy. I miss my AJ. And in chat, let us know what you guys think. Like, will Roman mention CM Punk? I'm curious to see what you guys have to say. I want to hear that. So I think CM Punk will, I like your idea, not mentioning him at all. I think that goes
at
a
all,
long ways.
Not yeah. mention. Do not mention him at all. While, you know, the camera just so shows glimpses, and not even glimpses, just you can see Paul Heyman being, you know, worried, but
yeah,
nothing on about CM Punk on Roman Reigns, nothing.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on to, well, we might as well talk about CM Punk now. He's been spending time at the WWE PC this week. He went over, and basically people have been saying, Fightful Select said he'd been getting positive reviews, obviously. We know he appeared on NXT Deadline. He flew to Orlando, like on Tuesday, he was there for NXT.
Yeah, he had the right sweatshirt on. Yeah. He took pictures with Shawn Michaels.
So
that was quite. I'm sorry to cut you off. So everything that Punk did at Deadline was so stupid, so unnecessary, and I loved each and every minute of it. just so we're clear, it was goofy, it was corny, and I loved it. I'm sorry, yeah. Sweetie, you're so uncomfortable there.
We have another super chat from our great friend D'Lo Diggs. Happy anniversary to two awesome people. Sorry for being late as usual. You don't need to apologize, my friend. But love you too. Awesome souls
late.
And rest in peace, Stash. Yeah, the stash is gone. Sorry, I had to get rid of it.
Yes, the stash is gone. Well, to be perfectly honest with you guys, Rob has been wanting to remove the mustache for at least 2 weeks now. Just so yeah. So now you can actually see just how wonderful Rob's face is, in case you just forgot.
Thank you.
No more porn, Rob.
Yeah, no more mustache ride. Sorry. So anyways, the Ibu of Wrestle Purist said that there's a... Basically, Punk's long-term goal, and this is what he's reporting, not something from Fightful. He says Punk's long-term goal is to succeed Shawn Michaels in NXT.
I'd love that.
I think it'd be great, too. I do.
I think that it would be actually absolutely great because, okay, clearly I feel like I cut you off again. Please.
No, that was it. I just think it would be great for, like, if that's what he wants. I always thought it would be Cody Rhodes, but Cody Rhodes has Nightmare Factory.
I also thought that. My initial thoughts were, okay, so you couldn't agree with management when you were in WWE 10 years ago. Then you took like 7 years off of wrestling, and then you came back to AEW, you know, a different company. And you weren't okay with how things were run back then. So what you do now is go back to WWE where your, you know, so-called home is. And that's absolutely fine. If you really, really mean that from the bottom of your heart, that's absolutely fine. And if NXT becomes CM Punk's vision of wrestling and his vision on the future stars of wrestling, future wrestlers, future superstars, I'll be okay with that because then we'll finally get to see what it is it that CM Punk wants wrestling to actually be.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And I know the one thing that we definitely need before anything happens is let's just, for the love of God, just please just give us AJ Lee in the Royal Rumble. Please.
Just okay, it's almost time. It's almost time, okay? I will become insufferable, and I've promised you this. Not a show will go by when I will not mention her. And I'll be like, please, Mom, just come back. Like forever and ever.
She has a lot of kids.
I know, and I'm the oldest one, okay? Yeah, I'm the oldest one.
Yeah, her first and her favorite. Okay? Her first and her favorite. All right. So, yeah, CM Punk doing good at the PC.
By the way, the backstage promo he had with Cora Jade, it actually made me cry. And I'm like, come on, like, Cora Jade's supposed to be a heel. And then you gave us this wholesome moment with her. Now, how are we supposed to be booing her now? It was so great, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, the other thing too.
And he said, April's proud of you. And I'm like, oh, stop.
I knew when he said that like last week, or yeah, it was last week. Mm-hmm. When he said that, I'm like, Maggie's going to be very happy.
Yeah, like you mentioned her name.
Yeah. And Chris puts a note in there that Bailey and AJ Lee are friends. So, I mean, hopefully that works out, you know? So I'm hoping. Because I'm an AJ Lee fan too, but not to the extent that you are. I don't. So no it's, one is. It's one of those things where I just want it for you more than anything.
There you go. And you need to want it for you too.
No, I do. But I'm just.
An amazing thing.
Yeah, I do. But I'm just saying, like, from the aspect of, like, I know how, like, you are, like, about AJ. And so, Maggie, this is your time to go off. I'm going to let you. Now, I know some people are wondering, why is Maggie about to go off? Well, Maggie did not like the segment that we had the other night on AEW Dynamite between Big Bill, Ricky Starks, Christopher Jericho, and Kenneth Omega. Maggie, the floor is yours.
Okay. So I'm going to need you to... Okay, first of all, guys, please... Because I'm wondering if I'm the problem here. I'm really wondering if I'm the problem here. So I'm going to need you to, each and every one of you, tell me and tell us in the chat what you thought of this segment. And Rob is going to display most of the comments there. I just fucking hated this so much. I'm so sorry. And like, because like, did you like that?
Did I like it? No, I thought it was brutal. It was not only was it brutal, it was uncomfortable.
It was uncomfortable to watch. It was so, so uncomfortable, and it was so bad, and it was cringy, and everything bad that you can think of in one segment. And I didn't want this for this segment because I saw everyone on Twitter. I saw a lot of, you know, people that I adore, people that I love, and people that I respect their opinions of. And they, most of them kept saying that Kenny Omega looked like he didn't want to be there during that segment. And I was like, at this point, I have no idea, because like as Judas was wrapping up, you know, in the ring, and the camera caught, you know, Kenny Omega dancing his ass off. And I'm like, what is this? Is it code? Blink twice if you're held against your will. Are you being kept hostage? Like, what is happening? Everything that was said in this entire segment was so, it was so incredibly off-putting. And I was like, what the hell am I watching? And I don't know if it's Chris Jericho anymore, because why the hell would he be? Like, I know that he said a lot of crappy stuff in this segment that was so bad that I wanted to push my fingers into my eyes. and swirled them around, you know, really, really fast. And okay, and like, I would never assume to know what my favorite wrestlers love and what they're doing. Even though the fact that I am so in love with Kenny Omega as a wrestler, I adore the guy, and I've been following his work for a long, long time now. And I'm saying this while I'm plugging my headphones because they're once again out of juice. So the thing is, I will never assume know everything that my favorites want. Just like Sean keeps saying that he will never claim that he understands what, you know, people with money, what their motivation is when it comes to what they want to do and which company they want to go in terms of wrestling on screen or off screen or whatever. I will never claim, as big as a fan that I am of Kenny Omega, I will never claim that I understand what he wants to do, what he enjoys, because I could never read Kenny Omega's face, because if I didn't know Kenny Omega as a wrestler and everything, and like, and his facial expressions and everything, I would just assume that each and every photo that he takes with people in at events or whatever are just, you know, being taken against his will, because he has that incredibly awkward face, because he's an awkward person. He says so himself numerous times. He's really, you know, awkward around people, and there are a few people that he's comfortable with being around. And like, I could never understand that. It was for me, I hated this segment, and I really want all the best for all the people that are included in this, but I just, man, like, I saw that people were upset that he wasn't in the Intercontinental Classic. And yeah, he's straight up not there. But I'm. It is what it is. The fact is that if he was a part of that tournament, I would want him to win that tournament. I wouldn't want him to lose. And at this point, I just want Kenny Omega to win. Him being paired with Chris Jericho, I did not like that from the get-go. I just wanted Kenny Omega to either be, you know, with the Bucks or as a single superstar. You know, because, like, everything with Don Callis, it's still not over for me. Like, and it shouldn't be over for the rest of for all the other wrestling fans, right? I mean, it shouldn't be. So are you muted or am I muted?
I was muted, sorry.
Oh yeah, okay. Because I thought that something was wrong with my headphones. So I feel like all of, you know, AEW's audience is happy when Kenny Omega's competing in singles competition. Because when Kenny Omega's competing in singles competition, that's a big deal. Like, when that match with Ethan Page happened, like, when was the last time Kenny Omega had a singles match on television?
I can look while you're talking.
Yes, while I'm ranting. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. So, I don't know. At this point, I don't know if it's Chris Jericho's fault. I said that last time when we were on the show. I will never forget being so absolutely sure. When was it?
It was October. It was October 28th. It was against MJF at Collision.
No, fuck that. Okay, before that.
Oh, okay, before that.
Yeah, before MJF. Yeah, okay. I completely spaced that out. Match was such a slapper.
It was 10 days before that. It was against Kyle Fletcher.
Okay, that's awesome. Why am I not remembering these matches? So that's, you know, my mind being mad that Kenny Omega isn't a singles competitor. But that's fine. That's fine. Okay, that's my bad. I feel like I should go back and watch these matches now.
Let's read the super chat first. Chris Mueller, Doc sends us says the Miro segment and the Big Bill segment were bad.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to talk about that Miro segment as well. You know, probably at the end of the show, because we don't usually need so many rants for me for one show. It is our birthday, after all.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. I'm sorry. No, I thought that big things were happening to both Ricky Starks. I almost said Billy Stark, but big things are happening for her tonight. I thought the big things were happening to Ricky Starks and Big Bill. I feel like they're going to lose those championships to Kenny and Chris. On the other hand, I feel like the Young Bucks are going to get involved in this one way or another. I don't know if they're going to be back from their on-screen vacation anytime soon. I haven't watched a single episode of Being the Dark Order because I'm so confused.
You're boycotting?
No, I'm boycotting. I'm so confused. Yeah. That's the moment we no longer have Being the Elite. We no longer have Tag Talk. And I do not want to live in the world where we don't have at least one of these things. Yeah. So yeah, so everything's just incredibly confusing. I hated this segment. It was so awkward. The whole episode of Dynamite started off so amazing, ended up brutally great, and then in the middle, some crap happened. Like,
No, I agree. It was not a good segment.
This was like a vegetarian hamburger for meat lovers. Everything is great, but in the middle, there is a bunch of crap.
Sure, I'll give you that. So I mean, the other thing too I wanted to talk about for NXT was, or excuse me, AEW, was the Devil's Henchmen attacking Adam Page in the parking lot at the end. I thought for a second they might have been in Orlando just because of the parking lot. We saw Page get thrown into a car glass windshield. What do you think of this? I liked how it started with this and it ended with like Page being a part of this. I mean, what did you think of this whole thing?
First of all, Adam, hi.
Adam.
So I say, oh my god, I turned red. Okay.
Who are you talking about?
Adam Page, Hangman.
Oh, gotcha. I was like, that. Sorry. I thought like, huh? Okay. It's my first day.
That's fine. I'm a bit confused now. The devil look a bit bulky to you?
Yeah, you look bigger. I think there's more than one devil.
Oh, so you think it's not one particular devil?
I think in the end there'll be like just one, but I think right now they're doing like, I think they're changing it up on. There, I think there's at least two, like Hassan says here. I think there's two devils. Now, could it change to only one down the road? Yes, absolutely. But right now, I think there's two.
Yeah, because I feel like that was Wardlow. So a lot of people made a big deal out of the window shield thing. And oh my god, it's Jungle Boy. Hold your horses. Gosh. No. Yeah, a lot of people... and I thought that they did that on purpose, by the way.
Yeah.
I really did. Too. Yeah. Was this real glass or like everything?
Cry me a river. Yeah, if they throw somebody into the river, then I'll be like, okay, now they're...
God.
Yeah,
they throw Shark Boy into the river even though he swims in the ocean. Sorry, too.
Sure.
You know what? That was dumb. I'm sorry. Sure. I thought it was it, in my head. It sounded great, but
that's what, okay. You're a birthday boy today. You're excused. Okay.
Okay. So next week, I'm back to normal.
Next week you're on thin ice, Mister.
Yeah.
But this week, yeah. So it's. It's interesting. I adore it, Samoa Joe and Hangman's interaction. I love that. I'm gonna again. A lot of things are being thrown on this devil thing. So the moment this is over, you're going to have
at least one person liked it.
Thanks, Maria. Thanks, sweetie. Now you're giving it fuel. No, don't do that because he's going to. Jesus. Yeah. So what I'm saying is when this is eventually over, we're going to have our closure. And we're going to have an excuse not to watch AEW anymore. And if you know me well, you would know that this is a David Lynch reference right here. The thing is, of course, Ryan's going to like it.
Yeah. Well, hey.
Of course, Ryan is going to like it.
I'm happy. I'm good.
There was probably one woman in the chat and she liked it too. Am I the only one? So,
hey, I'm used to making women like. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, no, stop right there. Like, do not finish that sentence.
I stopped.
Do not finish that sentence ever again.
Yeah, I stopped.
Thank you. You're just making it worse.
Oh, Jennifer's there.
Making it worse. Oh, Jen, hi. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Yes. So what I'm desperately trying to get at here, if I'm being rudely interrupted once again, drink your water. Yeah, that's fine, right? Yeah, that's probably tasty as fuck. So what I was trying to say is AEW needs to push something in order for us to have something to clinch to after the devil thing is revealed. Because I feel like that's going to be a big problem. Because, like I mentioned last week, I feel like they're hanging on to this devil thing right now, like a threat. And after that's over, I feel like at world's end. And they're going to sail off a cliff. And that's all the Pirates of the Caribbean reference that I can get in here ever. Hopefully there's, a women's storyline that we can hang on to. Jesus. Fucking Christ.
All right. So, let's see. So, like we mentioned it earlier, we didn't really mention this part. We were planning on it. CM Punk signed with Raw. That's really the only thing for Raw that we were going to talk about. NXT.
No, we can kind of mention, his interaction with Seth, because that was the thing of beauty. That was fire. What did you think of that?
I liked it.
I was glued. I was glued to the television.
I liked it a lot. I did. I know a lot of people don't care for CM Punk's like promo since he's gotten to WWE. I'm just gonna say there. He legally cannot talk about it AEW, so there you go.
Yeah, that is a fact. I was kind of really excited to see where this goes because I kind of feel like everything that that was so funny, everything that that Seth Rollins was saying, it was kind of a throwback to what Hangman was saying right before his match with CM Punk, and I'm like, oh my god, he's going there. He is going there. And I don't know if this was CM Punk being an amazing wrestler, actor and everything, just having the exact same face that he had. Well, no, it wasn't the same face that he had against Hangman. He had no idea what was happening when the Hangman did his promo in the ring, right in his face. What I was wondering is, if this is CM Punk's face that says, I'm going to fuck you up so bad for mentioning that and for going there, or he's just a good wrestler. I have no idea, because, and now I get to wonder. And that's what I'm here for. I'm absolutely here for that. But the thing is, Seth Rollins should win. Seth Rollins should win it at WrestleMania if CM Punk wins the Rumble and chooses Seth Rollins for night one of WrestleMania, the main event. Seth Rollins should win, but I kind of feel like CM Punk is the obvious way to go here if you're WWE, because I feel that a lot of the people are getting bored of Seth Rollins as a champion. And I don't know where this is coming from, because I've enjoyed Seth Rollins a lot. And this is probably me being biased towards the guy. But this is actually incredibly intriguing to me. I couldn't blink throughout this entire segment.
WWE's history, like with people coming back or people coming from a different company, WWE's history is they don't let him win the first time. I mean,
but this is CM Punk. He was there initially.
I know. I get that. But even Brock Lesnar, when he came back, he lost to John Cena. That was WWE. Just, I think WWE does that.
Are you saying that after that at SummerSlam, CM Punk is going to deliver 16 suplexes to Seth Rollins?
I was talking about like 2014 or when Lesnar came back. But like that's just like granted, it's a Vince thing. Like, I mean, look at Sting versus Triple H. Everybody and their mother thought Sting was going to win, but
yeah,
nope.
That's why I'm saying I'm incredibly interested to see where this goes.
Yeah. NXT, there was Trick Williams
What did you think of Deadline?
Oh, Deadline! I thought was pretty fun. I thought it was pretty good. The CM Punk Shawn Michaels thing was kind of weird, but.
But it was fun weird. I don't know. Yeah, this is just CM Punk having fun. This is how I saw it.
Yeah. And all I know is Dragunov rocks. I love Ilya Dragunov and I love Carmelo Hayes. I'm ready. I'm excited to see Carmelo Hayes on SmackDown tonight.
So much.
So
he just has it. I hope that this proves to people that they need to be watching NXT like they did back in the day. Because ever since this year's or last year's, I don't even remember. Every time the Royal Rumble comes around, and I'm like anxious because surely there are going to be NXT talent involved in the Royal Rumble. And every time they come out and like zero pop. And I don't want that. Like they popped like crazy for Roxanne this year because of it was Texas.
Yeah.
Of course, they're going to do that. And like I feel like I'm actually going a bit overboard. They didn't pop like crazy. They just knew who she was.
And
I don't want that, because I remember the pop that NXT superstars used to get in the Royal Rumble. People lost their minds. So I hope that this happens too, because Adam Cole, oh my God, every time. So good. So Aleister Black, oh my God, that pop. Keith Lee's pop. Thank you, Caden. Hi, also.
Have fun at Ring of Honor tonight, Caden. He'll be there.
Oh, yeah, please. Root for Ethan Page. Oh, my God.
Did you see him, by the way, on Dynamite? Caden? If you watched when Moxley was leaving, I saw Caden. Moxley walked right by him.
Well, if that so wasn't Caden, that was,
that was his twin brother.
Oh, yeah. But by the way, a huge shout out while we're talking about this, a huge shout out to our friend Soupy. Thank you so much again. Second week in a row. Thank you. Thank you so much for the sign. We got our first ever sign in the audience. That is so, so great. I'm so proud of this because, you know, of course, everyone that's, you know, that has podcasts and everything on YouTube about wrestling and stuff, everyone's jealous of Simon Miller. Okay. Like they're everywhere. They're literally everywhere. And now we got one. Thank you, Super. You're just absolutely the sweetest thing. And everything that you do for us each and every week, promoting the show. Just come to All In. I'm going to make all my friends come to All In.
There you go.
All of my friends.
But, going back to NXT, like, just to finish off. And then for the rest of the show, we should just answer questions. But, NXT, Trick Williams cut a promo. He said, "I'm Trick James, bitch." Absolutely love that. Dragunov interrupted him. We had like a little thing going on, and Hayes tried to take the belt from Dragunov, and he hit.
This was so stupid, by the way. This was so stupid, and I loved it.
Yeah.
And he hit Trick with it. Executed weirdly. Yeah. It was. It was funny because, like, Ilya Dragunov was like, "Dude, what are you talking about? Like, what are you? I have nothing to do. Like, keep me as far. Like, I don't want any part of your weird ass fuckery. So just, you know, let me be. I'm just gonna go backstage." And he was like, "Nah, dude. Like, you're gonna stay here." Yeah. I love this. I love this so much. I'm interested to see where it goes. Lexus King. That is.
I'm so glad I'm so glad Carmella won because I was like,
No. Everything that happened after that, by the way, just so FYI, I'm not the one who attacked you or your friend. Thanks for the PLE spot. And I'm like, that is stupid.
Yeah, that was weird.
That was so weird. Nothing is working about Lexus King right now. And I don't want that because Brian Pillman Jr. is a great in-ring competitor. And I want to see that.
Yeah. So, that was pretty much our show. So if anybody has questions, we can answer them. So before somebody like throws a question in there, Maggie, I'll be going to the WWE house show on Sunday night in Rochester. Okay. So looking forward to that. There's a lot of people like promoted for it. Cody Rhodes is supposed to be there. Seth Rollins is supposed to be there. I would absolutely love it if like they let Carmelo Hayes do house shows this weekend. That would make my day. Are we
absolutely that will absolutely make my day because exactly like I said in on previously on our shows, for me, main roster talent going to NXT isn't the thing that should be happening. For me, it should be the other way around. NXT talent should be competing on the main roster just so they're exposed to a bigger audience. That's what I not that I didn't enjoy the crap out of AJ Styles being in NXT. Don't get me wrong, that rocked so hard. I didn't enjoy the fact that he was against Grayson Waller because I kind of felt like he could have done something with other people. But Grayson Waller is something great on my television, so I'm not mad.
Soupy, he said, don't mention it, but I am. He sent us a Humper chat, so, and it reads, "Happy anniversary, love you guys. Keep making our Fridays better. You know the rest." So, my friend,
we will never stop praising you. You deserve it. And if you want us to stop praising you, stop being wonderful.
Stop being great. Yeah.
Stop being great, you jerk. Jesus. We love you, Supi. Thank you so much for everything that you do for us.
I mean, I know that go to All In.
What do you mean go? You're coming too.
Oh, yeah. But I know. I'm saying go. You can go with us. So, two, like, next week, there's not a pay-per-view, right? There's nothing.
I mean, there better not be. I'm not going to sleep anymore.
Yeah. So, our next pay-per-view is going to be at World's End, right?
Yeah.
Or World's End, whatever they want to call it. And then we'll also do... So, we'll have an on-air production meeting. So, next week, do we want to do, like, our best of, like, or, like, our, like, who we think wrestler of the year is, or do we want to do that the same day as?
Oh, we're having a production meeting on the air.
Yeah, right now we are. So, do we want to do that?
Asshole.
Yeah. So, do we want to do that next week so people know, like, we do our best of, like, who we think wrestler of the year is, tag team of the year?
Well, blah, you blah, know, blah. That okay, so next week is the 29th, right?
No, next week's the 22nd.
So, the next week on the 29th, when we do our World's End predictions, I don't think that there's much going on. There's gonna be much going on. So, like, we can do our World's End predictions and then just talk about, you know, the wrestling year.
Okay.
That's absolutely fine with me. So, like, let's do everything at the end of the year, okay? Because, like, I'm not gonna be sleeping at all. So, okay. It's might as well.
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's see here. Maria says Stone Cold won his return against KO. And like, that's true, but I'm talking about somebody that's left the company, like, for another company. Like, if they went to WCW back in the day, and then, or they went to Impact and they came back, for the most part.
Can you give me a for instance?
Well, I mean, like I used earlier was the John Cena, Lesnar, and then I looked at it from the even though Sting never was in WWE, I always look at it like WWE is going to put over their people first. But I'll look at some instances while we chat. So here's a question. While I'm looking that up, what do you feel like is going to be the match of the night tonight for Ring of Honor?
Oh, absolutely, Athena and Billy Starks. Because I know that Athena is probably one of the best things in wrestling, in female wrestling right now. Probably in wrestling as a whole. Everything that she's doing, everything that she has done up until now has been putting over Billy Starks. So I just think that it should be a crowning of the future for women's wrestling and Ring of Honor / AEW. And for people who have been following Billy Starks' wrestling career since day one, this should be a wonderful thing for them too. This should be a present and, you know, standing ovation for them being invested in her as a wrestler, as a character, and as a person also. So yeah. I feel like this should be, apart from, you know, the six-man tag team match, which is probably just going to be greatly emotional. Greatly, greatly emotional, and it will touch a lot of people, as it should. I mean, that's its role. That's its purpose. That's why it's there. Other than that, it's going to be a great show. I know I come here on here every week and say that I haven't been keeping up with Ring of Honor, the Ring of Honor product, because nothing happens. And I just decided to watch the pay-per-views because they're always great. They're always, always great. And the one thing I'm sad about is not being, you know, completely familiar with the Athena and Billy Starks thing, but I'm just gonna watch the video package before the match, and I'm gonna know everything. I'm also excited about Ethan Page and Tony Nese, but that is only because I'm a huge fan of Ethan Page, and I feel like he's been underused a lot. So, yeah.
Okay. I was just curious.
Do you want me to talk a bit more, or did you find...
Yeah, just a little bit more, because I was trying to find Christian here. Like, that's who I'm looking at, but...
Yeah, that is fine. I can just talk about Miro.
Okay, talk Miro. And,
yeah, and everything that they're doing on Collision. Okay, because, like, I kind of had a tweet last week. I kind of had a tweet that a lot of people did not agree with. I'll tell you a secret. I muted this tweet almost immediately after I tweeted it out because I saw where things were going. I didn't agree with the way that they were going with the Miro storyline with CJ Perry, because I just felt uncomfortable watching it, because everything that's been portrayed in this storyline is exactly everything that's happening here in Bulgaria. So it's not comfortable to live through that being a woman, you know, and you, if you, because I did eventually go back and read all the comments after I wasn't mad anymore. I read all the comments, I read all the quote tweets, and I'm like, everyone that's saying that I shouldn't be offended was a man. Everyone was a man. So that just proves my point further and further. I've been pretty vocal about not being on board with the way that Miro's been booked.
Yeah. Excuse me, a good point. Cody Rhodes. I didn't think of that. Cody Rhodes came back.
Yeah, Cody Rhodes came back and just immediately won. The first thing that he didn't win was against Roman Reigns. And that shouldn't have happened. He should have won.
Yep. Christian Cage technically lost. He did house show matches when he came back to Jack Swagger. So I was just trying to find examples, but I guess I was proven wrong.
Jack Swagger. Oh, my God.
Your guy. Yeah. Hat.
No. Never call him that ever again. Yeah. I like that hat.
Yeah.
And we the people and whatever. My light is trying to give up on life.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and get our... I mean, we still got a few minutes, but let's go ahead and get our... Where can people follow you, Maggie? Where, plug your shit.
I will plug my shit, Rob. Thank you. You can follow me and at X Twitter at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Where can people find you, sweetie?
You can follow me on X at Rob. Yeah. Wilkins. Yeah. Fightful. At Fightful Rob on Instagram, at Fightful Rob on Threads. And
is that still a thing?
Threads? Yeah, I guess it's going okay. I mean, they got a pretty good backer. I mean, Facebook's backing them up, so I mean they own it, so they got money, they can live. Isn't it Threads? Yeah, Threads is, yeah, Blue Sky's different. Blue Sky's somebody else, but yeah, Threads is Facebook. Blue Sky's still around too, which is surprising now. But
it is, yeah.
Yeah. Of course, you can follow Fightful at Fightful on Twitter. You can also follow.
Please subscribe to Fightful Select. Please, yeah. Guys, it is the easiest $5 that you will ever spend, easier than a cup of coffee. You will get the most accurate news. Like you can see Fightful outing dorks on Facebook who that, you know, claim that via Fightful Select, Fightful Select reported. No, they did not. Like, Fightful did not report on that, like, whatsoever. Please subscribe to Fightful Select. Also, there will be a holiday stream. Is it on the 17th, Rob?
Yeah, Sunday, so.
Yeah, Sunday at 8 p.m.?
Yep.
And yes. Okay. So we're going to have a holiday stream on the main YouTube channel for Fightful. A holiday stream, which all the Super Chat and Humper Chats will go to us.
Yeah. Yeah. It goes to the
Yeah, it goes to the staff that's not Sean. So please go go there. I mean, it's I don't think that there's a link ready yet, but please remember Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern stream will be had, and a lot of people will be there. I won't be there because it will be 3 a.m. for me.
There is a link for it. And
is there a link for it?
Yep, there is. And it is going to be in chat right now.
Yes, thank you, Rob. Because there is a link ready, you can right now go and leave your super chat in the chat there. I would like to say again, thank you guys for being with us. Please leave a like on the video. It is extremely important to us. And also, after the show is done, please leave a comment after the YouTube link is, you know, up and ready. Thank you once again, and we'll see you next week.
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
Shit, hit the wrong button again. How dare me?
Yeah, I bet.
I can't believe I
did. Happy anniversary!
Yeah, that's
yeah, little... David Busters, damn it.
You have one.
What's that?
You have one more.
I don't.
Here.
Which?
Did you drink beer in the background?
This game right now, the Sounds are down 5-0. At First Tennessee Park, High Beach, Fox 17 News.
That
peace
is
out, guys.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.